Good morning. Before I invite the first guest today, I just received a word from somebody, and I believe the Lord want to do something for somebody. I heard something like something cannot be reversed, a decision that cannot be reversed. Okay. And it is what come in my mind is like there is a decision. I think of something like mortgage decision. It could be also in the area of health, something like that specific, where the decision was kind of favorable to you, but the last few weeks or few days or so, seeing things starting to change, not favorable to you now. I've seen that. But the Lord is saying that when I say yes, nobody can say no. When I say yes, nobody can say no. So if you are here, And you want prayer, we can pray for you now. And yes, but I believe, I know God is fighting for you. God is fighting for you. It could also be in the area of family. So those three things, anybody want to identify with that word? Quickly, we want to pray for you. One. I believe there's more too. If you're here, just stand. God wanna do something. Free. I really believe it is more. It cannot be reversed now because God has approved it. It cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for these people standing right now. Lord, I thank you for your power. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your approval. You have said yes. You have said yes. You are the omnipotent God. No one can contend with you. So I pray right now, Lord, let this week, even right now, the decisions, the opposition be stopped now in the name of Jesus. Father, let this week see the answer come out in the name of Jesus for these people. For your glory's sake. For your name's sake, Father, because of your love, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your good. You're good always. Amen. Amen. Please sit. Wow, today is a testimony day. Are you up for it? I can't hear you. I hear like a timid yes, and are you up for it? I believe we're gonna have a wonderful time. You know, the Bible says something in Revelation 12:11, and we can have that word on the screen. The Bible says they overcome him. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, and by the word of their testimony. Wow. You know, there's power when we testify. Our testimony is a weapon against the enemy, against him, against the world. Amen. So let's enjoy a testimony time. My first guest this morning. Can you guess who that is? My first guest, I know, you know already. Right, my first guest this morning is Simon. Can we, put our hands together and welcome Simon. Thank you, Simon. How are you? Come on.
How are you?
Bless you. Sit down.
Are we on? Good morning.
Wow, I love that. I've said to Simon this morning, I'm on a mission to get him smile. And it's working. So this morning, we want to be kind of have a conversation, isn't it? One thing that bring me excitement this morning about Simon is that, look, this can be a better time, isn't it? Today is the week where Simon is celebrating his 21st birthday. Happy birthday, boy.
Thank you.
Good. God bless you. Now, I'm going to say something also about Simon. When I look at you, I'm so proud, very, very, very proud, because I discovered a few weeks ago that Simon, he's one of the real son. We are all sons and daughters of the house, but, real son of the house. Why am I saying that? Because Simon was born here, and he was dedicated by Robin. I wanted to say on this same altar, but I can say that you know what I mean. So, what a wonderful story! So, tell me and tell us a little bit about yourself, and I want you to tell us, about your relationship with Jesus and how that relationship helped you, kind of in your everyday work. So, go on.
Okay, so the main thing for me is sort of dealing with people and understanding that everyone is the way they is for a reason, where they is where they are. So, understanding why someone might be upset, or just thinking about people in general and helping people, and being more like charitable in that sense, I suppose. But then there's also the perspective of anger, like why are people angry? And it's probably not because of you if someone is like giving you a mouthful. So that's been really helpful for me, because someone can be shouting at you or whatever, but you'll sort of filter that out and hear what they're actually saying and then actually help them out, as opposed to becoming offended or upset or whatever.
Amazing. Now, especially with the youth, as a young person yourself, as a youth leader yourself, I believe that that hunger issue is something that we have to deal with, frustration. So that's very, very important. But I want you to kind of dig a little bit into your personal relationship with God, because I believe that one thing that helps you deal with those outside influence is something that happened within. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so first thing in the morning, I'll be having breakfast and listening to worship music and praying. And that helps in general, but sometimes God will say in the morning, like, there's something that's happened to you that you haven't dealt with properly, or you haven't realized that this has hurt you, and then spending some time dealing with that. So it's kind of just receiving in that way, really, both in terms of understanding longer term things that have happened a while ago or recently, and then shorter terms of just being like filled up in general and ready to go for the day.
That's really good. I call that, the ability to kind of perceive what the Holy Spirit is saying to us and react to that on the spot. And that makes us, a winner for our day. That's amazing. Now, I mentioned this one already. Okay, you are a son of the house from birth. Yes. Wow. Why am I kind of insisting on that? Is that generally in churches we see people born young, you know, babies are born, and then they kind of start their journey, and at some point they kind of start going their way, their own way. It could be that they find different interests, but it could also be that they find their way in different environment, different Christian environment, which is not bad, but you've remained a son of this house. So tell me how, you know, your relationship with this church help in terms of your discipleship. Okay, how?
So yeah, we did come here when I was first born, then we moved to another church, which I hated, and then kind of walked away in that aspect.
We didn't hear that.
So when me and Rory, my older brother, were old enough to be left at home, we just didn't go to church. But then we found out about these groups here and started going to these groups here. And then, long story short, got saved at Limitless Festival. So youth work is important, guys. invest in the kids, which is what I'm doing now. So that's kind of the short story of it, really, is through youth work. That's how I sort of came back.
Great. So the youth work in the house kind of help strengthen your discipleship life and also give you that ambition and passion to get involved and serve. It is so important to me to use that term discipleship. You know, discipleship is very important. Fantastic. So my third question for you today. Now, we heard about God's mercy, Rakam, I got that right, a few weeks ago. And we know that his mercy are renewed every morning. That's what the Bible says. And I want you to tell us, you know, something specific that Jesus has done for you, that the Lord has done for you recently, that you want to share with us and you want to be thankful to him for. What is it? Anything?
So as a kid, I was kind of excluded. I was never bullied outright per se because I was very violent, but that's a story for another time. So that didn't work. But I was excluded like in other aspects, like just not involved. So I became like very withdrawn, and I still am in some aspects, but over time, like through here and through prayer and whatnot, like I have got better. And I don't think I'd be where I am now without this place or the youth work or any aspects of church, really. So I think that's the main thing, yeah.
Wow, amazing. So the main thing for you is that transformation.
Yeah.
That transformation, he removes those elements or those anger, those violence, those frustration, by his joy that he gives you every morning. That is really good. Now, one last thing, Simon. I want you, that's your camera there. I want you to look at that camera and tell anybody that is looking at you and anybody that would, watch this sometime, tell them, okay, about one or two things about Jesus. You know, for example, you go out there just today or tomorrow, somebody come to you and they said to you, for example, about a illness situation, something that is troubling them, or even something that you identify a need. What would you say to them?
Say, just give it a go. What you have to lose, really, is the main thing. You can never knock it until you've tried it, I would say. And like, just because you've prayed out and said it, like something might not magically happen, like nothing like that happened when I was saved. But you can, with the busyness of life, like something will happen and you won't notice it. But then in a few weeks, months or whatever, you might look back and be like, hold on, I think something happened there. Like, it won't always be like completely obvious. But I mean, just give it a go. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. I love that, Simon. Give it a go. You know, the God that we serve is amazing God. And he's not afraid to kind of be put into a test. He says, come and try and see. So come and try and see. Thank you, Simon. Thank you. God bless you. Amazing. My second guest today is Elaine. Shall we welcome Elaine? Thank you, Elaine. Have a seat. Thank
Hi.
You for accepting my invitation to share your testimony today. Okay, how are you feeling today? A little nervous.
A little nervous, but I'm okay.
You're going to be fine. Okay. I'm going to start with this. You know, I've been in this church for nearly a year now. Wow, can you imagine? Nearly a year. I'm still here. Still, you know, loving life with Robin. But I'm still here. So, but I had the opportunity, especially through Alpha, because you're on a journey with us. A few months ago, you've got baptized here. So I had the opportunity to observe you and see you. And one thing I could see with you is the work of the Holy Spirit. I could see that, the work of the Holy Spirit, which is amazing. So would you tell us a little bit about yourself? And I also want you to tell about, you know, your relationship with Jesus and how that relationship helps you live the life that you live.
Well, I've become a Christian about a year ago. Last September, I got saved here. Which got me to be baptized. But I think since being baptized, my relationship was very challenging with Jesus. I remember getting very angry with him, thinking that I can't do this, I can't do that, what am I going to do? But it's just been, since getting baptized with the Holy Spirit as well, it's the peace that it's given me, it's felt like it's sort of like getting rid of all the old stuff that I didn't need and giving me the stuff that I do need.
Right. Great. A peace. That is so important, isn't it? The peace that we receive from him. I know a few days ago we had this conversation about today, and you mentioned something, you know, you being able to hear him every day help you in your work, especially in terms of the decision that you make when you're going in certain direction. You hear him giving you some guidance, but also the willingness you have to kind of adjust. Do you want to tell us about that?
It's more like him telling me sort of like not what to do than what to. But he I don't hear him as much, but I vision. I get visions quite a lot, which is like nice and peaceful. And, yeah.
Nice and peaceful. So how do you adjust to that, to the vision, to the guidance, to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you? Do you resist? Do you fight over it? Or it's like, yes, Lord, you give me peace through that. And yeah, how Lucy, what
okay,
was it?
So recently I used to vape, like smoking my vape, but recently I lost my vape and I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll lose my vape. I won't vape anymore. So that's, and he's gave me the peace and the strength, and I haven't touched it since. So.
Amen. Wow. Can we appreciate that? That is amazing. I call that discipleship. I mean, it is important for me today that word, discipleship element of what we're doing here, comes out, you know. So we are giving our testimony, but also it is to inspire people about our discipleship work. So the second question I'm going to ask you, you've been part of this congregation, this family, for about a year or just over a year, a little bit like me, which is good. So tell me, and I know also you're an active member of a cell group or life group, the Freebies. So tell me and tell us about, yes, how that worked, your relationship, your involvement with this church, this family, how that helped you in your discipleship work.
Well, before, I was never the one to go out and do things. I was always at home and, you know, just being with my kids and stuff. But yeah, since joining the church, like 3Bs especially, like, oh, it's just amazing. It's just brought me out of myself, and I just want to do so much more. I want to, like, Sunday school, live wires, like, yeah, I just want to do so much more to serve, really.
Great. That is amazing, isn't it? When we get closer to him, when we work with the family, we also get inspired to do more for him. That is really good. So my next question for you, Elaine, is this. Now, I know that God is at work in your life. So can you tell us about one thing specifically that he has done in your life? It could be recently or something you want to share with us and be thankful to him for.
I would say it is just the peace, because like before I was like angry, bitter, jealous. And since, yeah, having Jesus in my life, it's just been, I don't feel that, like, it's the wholeness as well. It just makes you're not empty inside.
Yes. Amen. Peace in the Holy Ghost. Joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. I love that element, you know. The peace that no matter what, he is with us and he's at work. Can you hold this point? Okay, my last question. I want you to kind of look at that camera. That's yours. And tell somebody that is looking at you, that is that would watch this series, in a few days, or I don't know, tell somebody about Jesus.
Well, I would just invite you to experience God's love and peace. I would invite you here to come and experience it, because it's just amazing. And definitely start reading your Bible, and I would recommend you start the Alpha Course.
Wow, start the Alpha Course. That is a direct invitation. Amen. Shall we appreciate Elaine? Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
God bless. Well, we're going to take a pause and worship God, and we come back. Right, I'm going to invite my last guest for today, Scott. Can we appreciate Scott as he comes? Hey, Scott. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good, thanks.
Great. Wow.
Morning.
Scott, I remember the first day I've seen you here, I was right behind the tech deck, trying very hard to catch up with things, and I've seen somebody just walk in with short and you know, to a church service, I say, wow, this is somebody that is passionate for God. Okay, it's lovely to have you with us. Why don't you tell us about before I say that, I know I said to you, I've got a special one for you and your wife, Kate, because there is so much to dig into about that. You know, you've got, you know, your love for the Lord, the experience that you had, your service, and we're going to dig into those things one day. But today is just a tester, isn't it? So why don't you tell us about you, a little bit about you, and, you know, your relationship with Christ. You know, sorry, Scott told me once, he meant to go on a mission in Africa, in Nigeria, with, you know, some pastors, including some Nigerian pastors from here. And then he ended up in Nigeria just by himself, you know, on a mission field. And he has to do a mission by himself for, was that 2 weeks? And live in that Nigeria for 2 weeks. So that's a good connection there. You know, next time we're going to go to Benin. But tell us about you and, you know, your relationship with Christ and how, you know, where that passion comes from. We want to hear a little bit about that. Go on. Okay.
Next Saturday, the last Saturday, November 2002, it'll be 20 years since I got saved. And I became a completely different person to what I was before. And my wife will be able to vouch that better than myself because I was a different person. And she saw that. And I've never looked back since that. I used to be addicted to gambling. I used to have lots of bad habits. And all that went. You know, when the Bible says if you become a new creature, I was a new creature. And, you know, the last 2 or 3 years have been challenging. And in the church I went to before, our pastor had a heart failure and he had a stroke, and for quite a long time wasn't there anymore because he's housebound. And a few years before that, his wife passed away. So, like, before lockdown started, it was a struggle. If we admitted it was a struggle in our church then. And I got to a place where I wasn't really looking forward to going to church anymore. And then lockdown came, and as a family, we were really enjoying life because we had the whole of our weekends with just to ourselves, and it was like a newfound freedom. But then lockdown finished, and churches were opening up, and our church I went to didn't open up. And I knew deep down we can't stay away forever because I'm a Christian, this is who I am. And I think because my relationship with God went backwards because I wasn't reconnecting with church every week. And, you know, we knew we had to do something. We didn't know what we were going to do, but something had to change. And we went to Renewal a few times, which we enjoyed, but we knew we should be in Redditch. And I've known Robin for most of 20 years. I've got a lot of respect for Robin, and I know, because we used to live around the corner, that has always been a thriving youth ministry here. So I just knew that, for me, I've got to go to Oasis. My wife didn't really know, and said, come on, we've got to go to Oasis, and we've not looked back, really enjoy it. So I'm just really, really happy to be here. It's great.
Wow, amazing. I'm going to put that answer into question two. You know why? Very, very important, because I've seen you come in and we had a conversation after church that Sunday. And I could see your hearts. I could see that, yeah, it's like when somebody finds something where you know that, yeah, this is it. I've been looking for something, but this is it. I've got it. So that is what we have here. You know, once you taste it, it's difficult to leave. So, you know, come and taste. That is very important. So now tell me about how that connection with this house is helping you now as a person and as a family, because The wonderful thing is, not only Scott and his wife, Kate, are here, but the whole family is here. And I had the privilege, as you know, to dedicate my boy a few weeks ago. That is amazing. Yes, look at him. So tell us how, you know, connecting with this church now, this family, how is that helping you guys reconnecting with God?
Yeah. The most important thing for me is, first and foremost in my life, is having a right relationship with God. And that's what I had to get right. So it took a few weeks of re-acclimatising, coming back into church. I felt like I was coming back in and starting afresh. And after a few weeks of coming, I was just sat there in the back in the foyer, and Robin says, "Welcome home." And that was just like the perfect word. And I felt relaxed. And it was just the right word. And I feel like I'm back home.
Wow. I feel like I am back home. And truly, you are back home. And one of the wonderful news about that is that you are joining the COTS team, the community outreach team here, and you will be with us on Sunday. I am so excited about that and looking forward. So my third question for you, Scott, is this. Now, I know you have had a powerful encounter with Jesus. I remember that story you told me. But, you know, as I said earlier, God, he's the ever-increasing God. So he does things every morning. His mercy is renewed, the Bible tells us. So tell me about one specific thing that God, Jesus, done in your life you want to share with us and be thankful for him for.
Yeah, there's one thing I've been wanting to share for a few weeks, and that's called exercising your faith. You know, just like you go to the gym, you exercise your muscles, you can exercise your faith. And one thing I learned in the early days as a Christian, watching people like Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland, was laying hands on the sick and they will recover, part of the Great Commission. But now when you go into a big event in a big stadium, they're not going to get round everybody and lay hands on them. And I used to suffer from hay fever since I was little. So all through the summer months, especially when I first met my wife and she lived in the countryside, I'd be constantly sneezing. But when I sneezed in threes. So it was even more annoying. I especially went around to Katie's house, and I used to itch my eyes a lot. And it used to frustrate her quite a bit because it just go on and on and on every single day. And even sometimes through the winter because I think certain animals, cats and things, would set it off. And I thought, I'm not waiting for church to come along for people to pray for me. I'm going to lay hands on myself. And that's what I'd learned. So every time I sneezed, I exercised my faith. And I says, in Jesus' name, I am healed. I command this to go in Jesus' name. Every single time I sneezed, that's what I did. And I ended up praying for myself for the whole of that year. And I just thought nothing of it. And then the following year, I'm watching the weather and saying very high pollen. And I'm not even sneezing. I'm not itching my eyes, nothing. And it just like the penny dropped. I'm healed. And so you can exercise your faith. You can get prayed for. But you can exercise your faith because God's word doesn't return to him void. It's the truth. You can have a fact, but you can add the truth of God's word to it. And you speak in life. And God loves that much. Some people get healed instantly, and some people it's progressive. But don't ever give in. Just keep doing it.
Wow, wonderful. The Bible says, yes, go on. Hallelujah. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. So the package comes with power. Amen. The package come with power, and that is amazing. We can also exercise that power on ourselves, not just only when we are on a mission field, on you know, praying for others, but we can exercise that power for ourselves. Thank you for that testimony. And I suffered very badly with hay fever myself, so I know what to do. I'm doing it. I haven't got the 100% yet, but it is getting there. So that I will carry on. Now, tell somebody about Jesus.
Okay. I've got a grandson over there, Keanu, who most of you know about him now. And all you want to do with a little baby like that, I've learned more now as a granddad, is you just want to love them. And the evidence of that love is that they smile back at you. And you just want to make them smile more and more. And that's like that with God. He just wants to love you. But it's a two-way thing. And, you know, people need to be saved. John 3:3 says you need to be born again. And Romans 10:9 says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus died and rose again, you'll be saved. And I got brought up in a Catholic school. We got taught a religion. And then you leave school and it becomes a history lesson. And I'd never asked myself that question. If tragedy struck tonight and didn't make it tomorrow, would I be in heaven? And that was a question that came to me 20 years ago. And I had to be truthful, honest with myself. I've never been honest before. And you've got to be honest with yourself and ask yourself that question. And if the Holy Spirit is convicting you, then you need to make that choice, because God's given you a free will to make a choice. So I made that choice, and I didn't really fully understand at the time. I didn't know if those people were telling me the truth. And I thought the only way I'm going to find out is if I just do it. So I repented of my sin. I asked Jesus to come into my life. And then I started to find out over a few weeks after that that I was a completely different person and that God was real. So it's not necessarily what somebody tells you. They're just leading you to a place. It's about you finding out for yourself. And if you don't know if you're going to get to heaven when you die, you need to find out and you need to make a choice. God can do it. He's real. He set me free from an addiction to gambling. He stopped foul language coming out of my mouth. God will do something amazing in your life if you just repent and put your trust in him.
Wow, wow, wow. I am so excited. We've got one more evangelist in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you hear that. Why don't you make the decision just now? God is calling you. He wants to draw you into his love, because he's the God of mercy. He's got a great plan for you and for your life. Now, I just want to take one moment right now and say, is there anybody in here in the audience? You listen to the testimonies and you want to know about this God. He's calling you into that relationship with him. He want to lavish his love to you, on you. So if you're here, you want to say yes to Jesus, or you experience him and at some point you're drawn back and you want to come back, I just want you to raise your hand. I will know who we're praying for. Raise your hand. I've seen one hand. Is there any more? Jesus created fantastic two hands. Is there any more? Jesus is a destiny changer. He wants to transform your life. Is there any more before we pray? So if you raise your hand, I want you to stand up. Thank you, stand up. Stand up for me, please. And I want you to repeat after me. Do you want to do this prayer? Repeat after me. Say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for taking away my sins. Thank you for giving me your salvation. Today, I repent of my sins. I receive you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Lord, we thank you for those here that you drawn to your kingdom today. Father, I thank you for that salvation. Lord, may their life go from strength to strength. May their life be filled with joy, happiness. May they discover the peace that comes and the joy that comes with your salvation. Thank you for giving them a new destiny, Lord, and make them victorious in every circumstance of their life. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'll be speaking with you after the service. I just want to share a few details with you. Okay. God bless you. Thank you, Scott. That's amazing.